Tigers. Three of New South Wales' greatest dummy halves have agreed incumbent Blues hooker Robbie Farah deserves another go at State of Origin in 2017, with no other candidates standing out and demanding to take his spot. Danny Badiris, Benny Elias and Max Krillich have thrown their support behind the Rabbitohs' number nine. The team will be announced on Monday. Cathy Freeman has been named as the sixth 2018 Commonwealth Games ambassador. The games will be held on the Gold Coast. Taz Douglas will be back behind the wheel of the number three Lucas Dumbrell Motorsport Holden at the Winton Super Sprint this weekend. And Waratahs coach Daryl Gibson has underlined two key factors that his team need to accomplish if they're to feature in this year's Super Rugby finals. That's playing for a full 80 minutes and stopping Rebels enforcer Sean McMahon. The Tars have won just 3 of 10 games this season. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tabs Bundle Bet. Bundle all the runners you love in the one price, and if any of them win, you win. Gamble responsibly.
Sky Sports Radio is your go-to hub for everything racing, every day.
We call on form analysts, plus trainers and jockeys from around Australia.
Just like Godolphin trainer Darren Beedman last Saturday on Ozark.
If you can hold him up, he's got a brilliant turn of foot.
The three of them go to the line. Oh, very close. Ozark has dived at hot hit.
Racing HQ every morning and the National Racing Service every afternoon on Sky Sports Radio.
Racing HQ continues on Sky Sports Radio. It's time for a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And 10:05 with Sean Cosgrove. We've got racing today at Grafton, and track manager Drew Cookson joins me. Morning, Drew.
Morning, Cosy.
Now, mate, I just saw a little thing tweeted out before. Somebody suggested rain, and Michael Beattie, your esteemed leader, said, "That's drizzled. If that's rain, I'm a ballerina." And he ain't a ballerina.
Well, we'd hate to see that.
We wouldn't want to see MBD in a tutu.
Mate, it is really only light. We've had half a mil that's registered in the gauge. So that's within the picture. It really is only mist, angel tears. But, yeah, mate, the forecast isn't looking good. It's not exactly blue sky and sunshine, but we'll just see what it brings.
All right. How have you rated the track officially?
It's officially a soft 5. We had 12 mils early in the week, Sunday evening, and we haven't had any since then. But that moisture just sort of remained there, and it's a soft 5. We'll, if we don't get too much today, it'll stay around that. But if we get rain, it'll be obviously downgraded.
All right, now the rail, where's that?
It's 3 metres from the 800 to the winning post, and then we've just poked it out 2 metres from the winning post back around the back to the 1200 just to protect that for the July Grafton Cup and those races.
All right, terrific. So today it's you got good condition. You've got the, a soft 5?
Soft 5, yep. Soft 5. Just showery at the moment, but it's really only started in the last hour, and it's definitely not heavy.
I just Googled angel tears to see what it means.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, you know, a psychedelic drug was the explanation I got. I thought, what am I dealing with? I got a track manager who's telling me the rain's a psychedelic drug, and the boss is going to wear a tutu.
We're in awful trouble.
You both are very funny. Good on you, Drew. Have a good day there at Grafton.
There you go,
Drew Cooks and the track manager there. Great description of the rain, angel tears. I haven't heard that one before. It's 10:07 at Sky Sports Radio. Gary Cleese is with us. How are you, Gary?
Yeah, that's a new one, Sean, isn't it?
It is. It's a good description, though, isn't it?
And he's right, Drew. I mean, it's very, very light. I mean, you could see it out. It wouldn't even wet you, Drew. But, Sean, I've come from Ballina way up along the coast, and we're starting to get heavier rain there, but... I mean, for some unknown reason, it's inland here, this track, and it can rain out at Yamba and those type of places and rain up the coast, and we don't get it. But what we're getting at the moment is very, very little. But what a terrific meet. It's a showcase meet, and we got $16,800 to the winner races, and plus that maiden race three worth $22,200 for the winner in a maiden. That's terrific money, thanks to Racing New South Wales. It's just great money, these showcase races, as all our prize money is over New South Wales, mate.
Yep, terrific. Now, the first, let's have a look at it, it's a maiden. And here we pull out 2 Hidden Storm, 4 Solitary March, 15 Potato Bake, and 16 Real Hype. Now, 11 Woodition is 250, number 5, Aldabia 440, 12 Mamsar 650, 6 Daniski 750, 3 Legendary Cowboy 15, 9 Machinil 16, along with 10 Valley Crossing. Then we go to 1 Dragon's Esprit, 7 Kiwana Viva at $21, $41 the other three.
Yeah, I'm 11, 5, 6 and 9. I'm with him here with Nigo or her. She's a really nice filly. She runs second here on debut behind Stride to Succeed. Two winners come out of the race, Sean. She runs second behind Star Painter. It's gone on, I think it's probably about class 3 now. Two winners have come out now. She trialled here, and she trialled here about 5 weeks ago, and she was slow to begin in the trials, which you don't like to see maideners do that when they were going to the trials, but look, she wasn't knocked around. She got beaten about 5 lengths. She just sat up on her all the way down the running, really furnished into a nice clear. I think if she begins on terms here today, she's the filly that got to beat. Look, 5 Old Bay, done nothing wrong, this filly. She ran second on debut at Eagle Farm. She led. She ran fourth at Delna in a hot race beyond Falkirk Drive. And she wasn't disgraced to you behind. She's clanged last start. They did run 58.73. She had a little 5 week break, which wouldn't have hurt her too, because having a look at this filly, Brian Dias trains her out of Eagle Farm. She's not an over big filly. I want to have a look at the 6 Daninsky. She resumes here. 3.5 months. She was in really good form. She only had 6 goes last prep for 2 placings. But her last 3 runs, 11 winners have come out of those maidens. So that's what type of maiden she was going around. And Warren Gavinlock's normally got them up to the mark. And another nice filly I want to have a look at is Miss Chenille, the 9. She resumes here. She went way over the top last prep. Her last one was in a 1,200-metre race at Coffs Harbour. And they gave her a break. She hasn't been back to the trial. She's in a pretty astute yard here. Felicity first, so it'll be interesting to see how she resumes without a trial. But 11-5, 6-9 for me in race 1.
Right, over the second, 12 Windmill Follies, 14 Legal Loophole, 15 Power Tradition, 16 Lady Limelight out. 11 Sonia is $1.75, 1 Central Witness $5.50, 10 Miyazumi $9.50, 3 Naughty Corner is $10, 6 Betty Good $17, number 2 Common Sense $19, along with 4 Netzak and also 9 Gallant Girl, then 23 or better for the rest.
Yeah, I've got 11 again. I'm 11, 1, 10 and 3. I'm with Sonia here. Nice filly here. Steve O'Day, Eagle Farm. Sunshine Coast, 2 runs ago, beaten 0.1 of a length. I like the next run when she runs second at 15. She was beaten 0.2 of a length and fought all the way down the running. Then she went straight to Eagle Farm in a 3-year-old handicap on a Saturday and drew 11 gate. She was beaten 5.5. Now, we're seeing a filly coming back from a Saturday company in a 3-year-old handicap, coming back to country maiden over 1,400 metres. And I've got no worries with her with a 14 because she was placed at 14 going back 3 runs ago. So I think she's only got to bring that Queensland form to be very hard to beat here. 1 Central Witness here, lovely horse. He's 5-star witness. He's in the Daniel Want yard. Daniel's only heading for the 1 run. He got a mile out of his ground. Well, probably by default, he drew a bad gate and had no option but to go back and try to ride him for luck. And he got a long way out of his ground. He was beaten 1.1. He hit the line strong. He gets up to the 1,400 metres today and he draws that 1 gate. I think he'll be a lot more handier in transit. 10 Miyazumi, she's been scratched, she's been in, she's been out, but Barry Baldwin brings this little filly down from Eagle Farm. She was placed at the Sunshine Coast and went to Warwick and run third, but she had no luck there last start. She drew 14 gates, she was off the track, and she draws the 2 alley today. She'll get a lovely run in transit. And 3 Naughty Corner, I'll have a look at him. I saw him last preparation, he ran fourth in a hot maiden behind Mia Surreal, beating a couple of lengths, but he's had a couple of runs back, he draws good, he does go up in weight, but he'll certainly, it'll be interesting to see how he parades in the yard, because there wasn't a lot of him last preparation. 11, 1, 10 and 3, race 2.
Now 11, Jane of Steel, 16, Cuthbert Gold, 17, Magoo, 18, Stimulated, come out of the third. Interesting runner here, 1, Divine Unicorn, 2.40. 6, Love Battles is 5.50, 5, Wahiki Island, $8, 3, All About Charlie, 9. 9, Vivian Image is 9.50, 8, Stormy Horizon at 14. And 2 Rocket Monkey and 5 Double Space 17, 19 or better the rest of them.
Yeah, this is a really good. This is the maiden worth $22,200 to the winner and Divine Unicorn. I can see why he's just kept him for this race here, Matt Dunn. He's given him 3 trials. He's won all trials. He won a Gold Coast trial. Then he won another Gold Coast trial. But he was really good in the Deegan trial when he won there a couple of weeks ago. He gave him the squeeze halfway down the running and he went bang and he put a couple of lengths on him and they just sat up on him. Look, he's beautifully placed. He's been well educated, and I reckon he's just set in for 1 race. This is this maiden here worth a bit of money. 5 Wahiki Island, like his last run across Arbor, he drew a wide gate. He had to go back to near last. His draw's better here today, 1,200 metres. That's been probably only query with him. He run on late 13. He's got to come back, but I'd say Julie Lynch wouldn't have done a lot with him in the last couple of weeks. Query all about Charlie. She's only had the two goes. She runs second on debut behind Lots of Diamond. She was good here last up behind Mira Scott Class, so she's certainly well and truly in the mix. And from that, Mike Stern at the run is a nine vivid image. I mean, if you look at the last run at Coffs Up, you'll say bad. Prior runs were good. She gets the blinkers on first time. She's a Northern Meteor. More or less, they fire when the blinkers go on. She's certainly a lot better than the last run. So I totally forget that and look at the blinkers going on. 1, 5, 3, and 9 in race three.
2 Lonely Orphan, 11 Fabulous Floyd, number 12 Candlelight, 15 Devore, and 17 Willerton come out of race four. 6 The Real Sting is $5, 3 Kilmarnock $5.50, 1 Bob's a Dazzler is $6.50, 13 Champagne Kiss is $7.50, 5 KB Creek at $8.50, 7 Bring It at $9, 8 Coastal Gem $12, along with 10 Light Motion, 9 Machani Scout $14, 4 in Creation is $16, then out to $23 or better.
Yeah, good to see a few stayers going around. Sean, this is a really, really good deal. I'm with the 6 here. I'm 6, 9, 5, and 8. I haven't seen him before, Real Sting, in a mounting yard. He's a 5-year-old. He's by Regal Saga. Steve O'Day's got him, but he's been placed his last three at the Sunny Coast. And Ipswich, I really like his Ipswich run the other day in a 75 rating. He got warmed up late, only beaten 2 lengths. He looks a big lump of a guy. I think the bigger track will suit him, and he is coming back to a 65 rating, even though going up in weight. But he looks a progressive type that's only lightly raced. I've got him on top. I've got the 9 Machani Scout. I'm going to give him another go. I reckon he's a better horse when his runs are spaced. But that 3 weeks between each run suits him ideally. He draws nice to get a really good run in transit. I'm giving 5 KB Creek a chance. I know he hasn't won for some time. Matt Dunn's got him, but Collis goes aboard him today, and he might just hide him away and leave him for that last 200 metres where he can have the last crack at him. And 8 goes in here, Coastal Gem, fit mare. She's drawn awkward. She gets a claim, but she's certainly a player. She's going really good at the moment without winning. 6, 9, 5, 8 in race four.
We go to the next 10, pull out 15 to Frost, 16 to Lotta, 17 maybe the one, and 18 Shrewd and Drac. Now here, 9 Arlington Heights, 360, 12 The Wheeled at 550, 13 Queen Cora, 750, 3 Express King, 950, number 8 Wraith of Odin is $10, along with 10 Emperor Zhao. 11 Solid North, $14, 5 Lonnie Rock, 16, 2 Blatant Warrior, 17, 14 Weaver is 21, 7 Tantat Nova, 23, 1 Anagari is 26, 6 Riva Las Vegas, 31, and 4 Fisco Alert, $51 pop.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, not the easiest race. I'm with the 90. I'm 9, 13, 12, and 5. I'm with him, Arlington Heights. I mean, he was doing absolutely nothing when he was going around 12, 1300 metre races, but Johnny Shelton just decided to step him up the ground. He stepped him up 3 runs ago when he ran second in a 1700 metre race. He came back and he led all the way and beat Reef of Odin. Now, you wouldn't have backed him the way he came in the yard. He had sweat all over him, but he got the job done, and he was really good his next run behind Darkening. I think the little mare just had the wood on him, but he looks placed beautiful today. He looks the likely leader. He doesn't drop in weight. He doesn't go up in weight. I think that's very important with him. 13 Queen Cora. I know she hasn't won a race. She's only had 11 goes, 4 placings. She got a mile out of the ground in a 1,200-metre race, probably about 13, 14 lengths off the leader, leaving the 600 hit, the line late, behind Leap of Legend. He's come out to win again. But she was really good last start over the 1,400 metres. This is her first go up the 1,706, but I like her. I think she's a mare that's going to win a few races over a little bit of ground. 12, The Wheel. Look, you wouldn't leave him out. He draws good. He didn't have a lot of luck last start at Coffs Harbour when he was held up on the home turn. But in fairness to him, he is finding it hard to win. But he's been a good money spinner for the owners. And I'm giving 5 Lonnie Rocks a chance. And will you replay his run here behind Darkening? He's another horse that had no luck, but he will want a lot of luck from the trick he gave. But he's definitely around the multiples. 9, 13, 12, and 5 in race 5.
Right, race 6, pull out 5, Kishinko, 8, Pinolino, 11, Barrage, and 18, London Lady. Now, 3, War Baby, 460, 6, Bun Dry, 650, along with 10, Venetia. 4, Brilliant Jet, 750, 9, Push the Sky Away is 950, 1, Defence Witness, 12. 14, Refustris is $14, 7, Big Bamboo, 15, along with 15, Skytastic, and 17, My Cousin Rhett. Number 12, Tuleman, $16, 2, Bernie of Babylon, 26, with 13, Behest, and 16, Arminian, $31.
Can you give me another rundown on the 14? What price, Sean?
The 14 Refustris is $14.
I'm all over. I made one of the each way specials of the day. 14, 3, 9, and 10. Sean, she's a really good little mare this mare. She's a 5 times winner. She's won here. She's that two-run fact. She ran fifth at Toowoomba behind Beam's Princess. She got absolutely a mile out of a ground beaten 1.2 ripping home. If anyone saw her run at Toowoomba the other night when she went around in another 1,200-metre race, she was probably 12 lengths off the leader coming to the corner. She runs second beaten 1.3. Now, she's never won first up. She's never won second up. Her best form is third up. She gets half a kilo over the limit and draws a gate. And the 16 just suits her ideally. I like her. I think she's not entitled to be a $14 chance. Free War Baby, tough man. You don't find any mares tougher than this little girl. Kelvin Hickmont trained. She draws good and she gets a little bit of claim for Gina Mitchell. That's certainly going to help her out. Nine Puss of Skyway, terrific win here the other day over Bring It. Really good. She'll just need luck. I mean, last start she had one alley and she had things go away, but she's got a sticky gate today, but she's certainly going well. And 10 Phoenicia, I'm throwing her in the mix. The last two runs at Gatlin Ipswich have been good. If we do get a little bit more rain through the day, her best form's been on rain at the ground. She's certainly a player, but I'm all over the 14. I think she's each way all day. 14, 3, 9 and 10 in race 6.
That's good odds. $14 at the moment, Gary. Fantastic value.
Sean, she is a 5-times winner. She's won here. She's won two over a mile. And she's never won first up. She's never won second. I'll just replay her last run at Toowoomba and you won't believe the ground that she made up. She is set. Laurie Richardson brings him down here for one thing. He set this little mare for one specific race, and this is the one. And Priscilla's got a second pick, and I didn't think she'd find it at all, but she's too smart for me.
All right. Now, the next we go to 3 High Design, 6 Cash Spinner, 12 Knack and I, and 16 Soldi Damani come out. 8 My Cousin Bossy, 4.40, 5 Steve Surprise, 6, 9 Yearham Road, 7. 2 Fabry, 8.50. Number 7 My Little Flicker is 9.50. 1 Crooked Blaze at $10. 4 Red Bowers is 12. 11 Mustani Stealth, $15. Number 10 You Wait and See, $19, along with 18 Lolly Shop. 13 Polsky Prince, 21. 14 Prince Albert, 23, with 15 Not Wanted. And 17 Curly Mac, $31.
Yeah, I'm with Bossy. I'm 8.75 and 4. Look, if any horse is crying for a bit of a gear change, this guy's really screaming out for her. I think he's been having to think his last couple, and he only got going late here. Now, his last two, he's run 30 behind Avalac Million, run third behind Steve Surprise. So he draws good today. He drops a kilo, and he gets those winkers on first time. He's just screaming from this big guy, and he's a 4-times winner, and two of his wins have been here, and he can handle a little bit of sting in the track. I like him here today. I think he can stand up and beat Keter. 7, my Little Flicker, had a good look at her when she resumed here first up behind Amalak Millie. There was a heap of improvement, and she's one of those Ben Aaron's horses at Bow Desert that had missed a lot of work going into that wet weather. But she went back to the Gold Coast. She ran 4th at 10 behind Sony Legend. Now, mind you, it was on a Saturday, and it was a city meeting at the Gold Coast on that Saturday meeting 13 days ago, and she was there up until about the 100-metre mark. And she just weakened out. She's a 7-times winner, and she's a 5-times winner at the 12.06. And I reckon she'll strip really fit in the mounting yard here today. 5 Steve Surprise, look, he's been great his last two, winning at the Gold Coast and winning here. But I'm just worried at the gate. I mean, his last two, he's come from 1 and 3 alley, but he's got to come from a real bad gate today. But he's just in super form. And 4 Red Bows, he got a mile out of his ground in a 1,000-metre race here 26 days ago. He didn't get going until the last 150 metres. He would have improved off that. He is a better 1,200-metre horse and draws good from the Dun Stable. But 8.75 and more, and the winkers may work on My Cousin Bossy. So 8.75 and 4, Sean, in race 7, mate.
All right, final event, the 8th, the Class 3. Now we've put out 5 Expat Envy, 9 Lucitra, 13 Best Dressed Lady, 17 Madam Kate and 18 Yankee Express. 1 Steinberg, $3.80, 4 Kill Sequence, $4, 7 Queen Charlotte, $5. 3 Madame Fran, $7.50, 10 Incubus, $11. 11 Melted Moments, $12. 15 Exilero, $17. 6 Mr. Snowman, $19. Number 8 Text Me, $21. 14 By Baby, $23. 16 Shannonbrook Miss is $26. 2 Baroque Girl, $31. And 12 Sunset Hill, $71. Interesting talking to Matt Dunny, label Steinberg. He thought it was his best of the day.
Yeah, I like him, Sean. I like this horse, you know. And look, honestly, I've never seen him in a mounting yard. He's only had 15 goes and he's won two and been placed two. But the more I went back and replayed him first up at Ipswich, I don't think he was happy there. He was back on the fence. He looked a big striding fella. He started to climb up over there. Heels coming to the corner. The only time he really got going is when Ronnie Stewart got into the outside at the 200-metre mark. And that was over 1,020. He was beaten 2.8. He goes to the 12.06. He draws good and finds the right race. I really like him, and I think just looking at the Ipswich run, Sean, he is a big track horse, so he's probably on the button. I couldn't get a price on the 14 By Baby, mate. You got a price there?
Yeah, By Baby, $23.
Okay, she's me danger. She is a really good little mare, this mare. Good mare, and she's got heaps of ability. She's won two out of eight and been placed one. She trialled enormously. You just wanted to be on her when she went to the trials. Now, she went to Coffs Harbour. Things never went right. She, just as the starter let the gates open, she turned her head half sideways, and it wasn't that she did anything wrong in the gate. She just locked her head a little bit, and she missed the kick big three, but she got home late. She gets no weight on her back, this little girl. If there's a knockout at odds, she could be the one, because she has got plenty of ability, and whenever you see her on TV in the mounting, I want to go and back her, because she's really nice. 7 Queen Charlotte, I think she draws a good gate. Cassandra Smith rides, nice little weight for her. Not an over big filly with a kilo and a half over the limit, so she definitely goes in. And I'm trying Madam Fran in. Last preparation she was fine, she's had the one run back, and she went around in that same race as Steinberg, only beaten 2.6, but she gets a bit of claim for Jackson Murphy, and she's one of those little mares that by Felville, a little blocky mare that takes a couple of runs to come right, so she may have improved a little bit off that first up run. 1.14, 7.3 for me in the last, Sean.
All right. Now, actually, one other horse I spoke to Matty Dunn earlier on, but he was sort of quietly keen on, is Bring It in the that staying race.
No,
the fourth.
Don't talk to me about him, Sean. I've black-booked him here last meeting. I mean, if anyone saw his run, he was just absolutely huge. He just, you know, you wanted to be on him, but I don't know what happened to him at Ipswich. I know the track might have suited him, and the, I don't know. He didn't put in. He looked like, yeah, I like the horse, and he is just an absolute cracker. And I've labelled him a Grafton Guineas horse over a mile. But, yeah, I want to see him do something today, but I can see you now. His run first up was huge, but I thought he's just a little bit ordinary at his next start. But he's certainly got ability, and if Matty gives him a chance, he's certainly a player, mate.
Yeah, well, he's jumping 1,500 to 2,200. So he's,
I don't think that'll worry him, Sean. No. I don't think he, because he comes off the beat, and he just lobs along, and he's one of those dopey fellows earlier on in his preparation, didn't have a lot of ideas, so... yeah, I'd have a watch on him, but I've left him out. I might get myself anyway.
Might have right there. What's your best today there, Gary?
Okay, Sean. I'm race one, number 11, Wooddyton. I think if she turns up right, and that trial was good, and her only two runs were really good. But I'm really keen at each way odds as race six, number 14, Refuse. Because I think that $14 is well and truly over the mark. Two runs back, unsuitable races. Third up here where she's a winner and beautifully placed. So race one, number 11, race six, number 14, Refuse. Cotty numbers, we'll have to go 9, 13 and 12 in the first leg, 14, 3, 9 and 10 in the second, 8, 7, 5 in the third leg, and 1, 14, 7, 3 in the last leg, Sean. But that rain's just staying away. It's only a little bit of a nuisance, but hopefully we can find some winners, Priscilla and I, here today at Grafton, mate.
All right, terrific. We'll hear you later on, Gary. Have a good day.
You're a champion. See you, Sean.
Gary Cleese, you there, 26 past 10 at Sky Sports Radio.
As the Queensland Carnival steps into full gear, you can expect the latest news, interviews and winners on Sky Sports Radio. Race caller Josh Fleming is joined by form analysts Michael Maxworthy and Bernadette Cooper, who was right on target in the Doomben 10,000.
I'm sticking with Red Dill over the favourite, a couple of kilos in the way of Red Dill here. Maybe that's enough just to get him over the line.
Don't miss Racing HQ this Saturday for all the good oil on Doomben Cup Day on Sky Sports Radio.
Kiss and Make Up's getting a great sight. Capitalist under pressure. Kiss and Make Up. Will this be a Todman boil over? Kiss and Make Up. For Gay and Singer leads all the way.
Kiss and Make Up. The third highest rated two-year-old of his generation. And the best value first season sire at $16,500 including GST. With a live foal guarantee and payment terms March 2019. Kiss and Make Up. Standing in New South Wales at Aquas Farms, Emirates Park. Speak to the sales team today or visit aquasfarm.com.
Hey! Breezy, mate, you're looking good. What have you been up to?
Just been shaking it.
Shaking it?
Been shaking it. See, Murph, you can lose the beer gut without losing all the beers.
I'll drink to that.
Buy 3 weeks' worth of the Manshake and I'll throw in an extra week for free. So buy now at themanshake.com.au.
At Bing Lee for a limited time, purchase a selected washing machine and get it delivered, plus the packaging, and I'll wash it taken away for free. Only at Bing Lee and only for a limited time. See in store or binglee.com.au for details. Where else do you get 3 hours of racing and sport on a Sunday morning?
Nowhere else.
Be sure to join Jimmy Smith and Ray Thomas for the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend. 7 through 10 Sunday mornings, right here on Sky Sports Radio.
If you love a bet, then we bet you'll love a $120,000 projected Big Six pool at Rosehill Gardens Saturday and a $40,000 projected first four pool on the new
New South Wales Trotters Oaks at Tabcorp Park Menangle Saturday night. And now you can prepare for the punt. Watch racing live and relive the action with Tab on your mobile. Download the Tab app or visit tab.com.au. Tab, we love a bet. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Celebrating the best New South Wales racing. Sky Sports Radio.
28 past 10, now the second at Addington. They're going to the boxes. Reserves not required. The favourite here, 7 Cabello Blanco, $1.90 and $1.70.
At the moment, Joey Baxter. So, I've got all three in the quaddy, 1, 7 and 8, because I've got a couple of anchors to finish off that quaddy. And leg 2, I've got 2, 5, 6, 8, 2, 5, 6, 8. And then Opawa Bear, I think, is probably an anchor. And Valandi Star in the last, my bet of the day, is an anchor as well, I think. Hello? Late scratching, thank you. Joey Baxter, late scratched on Vets Advice. Joey Baxter, late scratched on Vets Advice. So we're down to a field of 7 here. Joey Baxter taken out of the first leg of the quaddy. Joey Baxter out with on Vets Advice. So this favourite will firm up even more. And Cabello Blanco, look, he's looking to make it 4 in a row. But as I said, it's not easy to step up from Class 1 to Class 2. But it's only had the 6 starts, it's won 5 of them. It looks pretty impressive. And we'll get a better idea after today. If it can step up to the next grade and be impressive again today, well, it's certainly on its way through the classes, isn't it, Cabello Blanco? But I just thought the way the draws were, Gordy Jr. from box one is probably drawn to give it plenty of curry. Where's the golds and the two? Likes to get out a bit, as we know. So there'll be plenty of room there for Gordy Jr. And Miss Harper up on the outside. Do like her a bit today, too. So they're moving up, but 7.184 for me. First leg of the quaddy. It's over 295 metres. Last couple are in the green light through to the control tower. The Lewis set of motion. They're about to jump. Set and ready. And racing. One of the best out is going to be in the middle. Tiramondo, but driving through. Where's the gold? Gordy Jr. will get a good rails run. Miss Harper's come round the outside. Cabello Blanco's got the big job ahead of it. Around the corner. Gordy Jr. Miss Harper tries Harper. Gordy Jr. Gordy Jr. will... Oh, it's close with Miss Harper. I think it's got there ahead. Third at the line, down on the inside. Maybe Tiramondo in a photo with Cabello Blanco. They're followed. Back we go to Flaming Sambuca. A little gap there to Brooke Davis. And where's the goal finish back? And remember, of course, the late scratching of Joey Baxter.
Pretty tight there. The one, Gordy Jr., $431.10. The eight is Miss Harper, $230 the place. Possibly we'll get second. And two, where's the goal? $3.30. But we'll confirm those shortly. 10:30, Sky Sports Radio.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tab's Bundle Bet. Bundle all the runners you love in the one price. And if any of them win, you win. Gamble responsibly.
This Saturday, Sky Sports Radio brings you Group 1 action from around the country.
Redzel's in front. Darren flashing late as well from counter-attack. Redzel's in front from counter-attack. Darren and Redzel's won the 10,000.
Kick your day off at 6:30 with Racing HQ.
Bernadette Cooper will preview Doomben Cup Day. And at 11 o'clock, Peter Ellis brings you his thoughts on the Group 1 Goodwood meeting in Adelaide.
Plus all the previews from Rose Hill.
It's the best way to start your Saturday. Racing HQ on Sky Sports Radio.
It's 10:31. Good morning, I'm Gemma Cutting. Starting with the sport headlines, Cronulla have joined Melbourne on top of the NRL ladder with 16 competition points after beating North Queensland 18-14. Tonight, the Warriors host the Dragons, with Brisbane also hosting the West Tigers. Police at NRL matches this weekend will also swap their blue hats for official police beanies as part of the Mark Hughes Foundation's Beanie for Brain Cancer campaign. The pre-match entertainment for this year's State of Origin series will fittingly have an Australian flavour. Birds of Tokyo will perform ahead of Game 1. Lismore-grown rock group Grinspoon will headline Sydney's only match at ANZ. And Powderfinger frontman Bernard Fanning will feature at Game 3 in July. Maria Sharapova has been granted a controversial wild card to play in the pre-Wimbledon tournament in Birmingham just 2 days after...